You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Friday, and thank you so much for laughing with
it's
us.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, what
are
is
you kidding me?
What is that? Is it really? Huh? No kidding.
Yeah.
Once again. Okay.
I'm down.
Of course you are. Look at how you're dressed this morning.
How dare you be so judgmental, let alone on a Friday?
Christmas pajamas
and
a Santa hat.
Oh, these aren't Christmas pajamas.
Well, they look like it.
These are things I wear in public.
Oh, okay.
Pajamas, I think, by definition, are clothing that you wear to bed. I never wear these to bed. I wear these outdoors. With people. What are you looking at over my shoulder?
There's like a big moth over
there. Oh my God, what is that? I don't think that's a moth. That's like a wasp.
No, it's a moth.
Stop the Christmas music and everything.
It's a moth. It's in the light.
Is that thing going to eat me?
Sorry, I didn't mean to distract from what you were saying, but it came up out of the light. It's like, what is that?
No, what is that?
It's a moth. It's just a moth.
That doesn't look like a moth. I've seen moths, Miss Cindy.
It's a Maine moth.
The Maine moths are going to eat me.
No, just your clothes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to it.
All right.
Now that we've calmed down. Happy November 1st.
Yeah.
It's Friday, and it's Christmas time. I don't care what you say. Let's start the music again. Here we go.
It's beginning to look
it's still there. Why? That thing is a monster. It's a bug monster.
Where you go.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Take a look in the
maybe this is Christmas weather by your standards, but it's like, what, 90 degrees in the studio this morning?
Oh, my gosh. All right. So
I can't feel Christmassy when I'm sweating.
We're literally inside the fireplace. Like,
yeah.
What is going on?
This is ridiculous in here.
It's 63 outside, by the way.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that has something to do with it, because that's pretty warm.
Yeah.
I mean, what were we on Monday? 19 degrees at this time?
Yeah.
Now we're at 62 degrees.
Yeah.
And here
by Sunday, the highs are going to be in the 40s.
Wild. Man, Maine weather is fun.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have fun. Speaking of roller coaster, we're going to have a roller coaster of a show. We're going to have our ups, downs. We're going to cry, laugh. We're going to get angry together. And then we're going to heal together. We're going to grow together. That's a Friday show with David and Cindy.
Wow.
How do you like that?
You have really high expectations for a Friday.
And I mean none of it.
Good.
We're just going to get through today because we're all hungover after Halloween.
A little bit.
Let's share our Halloween stories and recap a little bit. Coming up here on David and Cindy, it's Q106.5. At that moth, I swear, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Sand Dollar Spawn Pool, and I'm going to get a hot tub. One of their beautiful hot tubs. So many designs that you can see at sanddollarspa.com. I'm going to get one, not just for me to sit in and enjoy. I found one. It seats up to five people. That's perfect. That's all I need. And that would be in my backyard or maybe on my patio. And I could sit in that underneath the stars. Oh, while the snow is falling. I would love that. But that's not the only reason I'm going to utilize the hot tub for from Sand Dollar Spawn Pool. I'm going to take this monster moth over here and I'm going to drown it in the hot tub. I'm going to drown this moth. Do you hear me, moth? The windows are open. Is that how that thing got in?
There is no screen on the window right behind you.
Oh,
well, he's gone. He went out the window.
Oh, thank goodness. we'll live. And thank
That's
God.
Right.
Because now I can go to 96 Parkway South, Sand Dollar Spawn Pool, and check out their saunas too. Which, the studio feels like a sauna, but
yeah.
nothing like the saunas at Sand Dollar Spawn Pool. They're actually comfortable. They have you can seat up to 2 to 6 people in their saunas. They actually do health benefits for you, detox, blood circulation, and so many other things like keeping you warm during the winter. They're just fantastic. Actually, scientifically proven to keep you happy. Check out everything they have to offer at Sand Dollar Spawn Pool. They're your fellow Mainers and neighbors. They want to hook you up so you can enjoy your backyard patio all year long, whether it be a hot tub or a sauna, which they have indoor and outdoor models. Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, sanddollarspa.com. Hey, before we begin.
Okay, yes.
Look over my shoulder.
Okay.
Like you so often like to do while we're on air.
I know. I get distracted really easily.
And you creep me out. Because she doesn't just look over my shoulder. She has this look of terror on her face. abject terror.
He sees it as terror. It's actually just curiosity. Wow, look at that.
Okay, here, look at me. I know nobody listening can they can't see what I'm, but here's my curiosity face. You're like, oh, okay, that's curiosity face. Here is what how you look.
I don't look like that.
Oh my God.
Not over a moth. I mean, come on.
That's how your face looks. If your face had a sound effect, this would be it. And here I am sitting going, Q106.5, it's David and Cindy. Happy Friday.
What are you doing? Sorry.
That's it. Just trying to bring a fun radio program to all the people out there listening. Right. It's Friday. They're trying to get through the day. We all did something on Halloween. We're all a little hungover, whether it be through alcohol, candy, pretending not to drink alcohol while carrying that tumbler while you were trick-or-treating. I saw you in Bangor. I was out walking around. So many mommy and daddies had tumblers. And I'm like, I know what's in there. I do. And then some were just straight up carrying solo cups. Others were carrying cans. They didn't care at all.
Right.
They were like, I have a Coors Light.
I don't feel a need to fool anybody.
Nope. I have a can from Mason's Brewing Company. And I was like, hey, I love that place. And I love that beer. Good for you. You get a pass. What did you do for Halloween? Did you have fun?
I did spend some time at the Brewer Playground.
Oh, nice.
With my granddaughters yesterday. But last night when everyone was trick-or-treating, I was working.
Oh.
What did you do?
I should have been working. I had to weave that in, too. But I did get to have fun, thanks to some of our coworkers.
Yeah.
By the way, we'll both write this down, and I need your help as a friend.
Okay.
When Katie asked to go out for Halloween next year, remind me to say no.
Okay.
Big fat no.
Okay.
And then when Free asked me to come over.
Right.
No.
Father Free?
Father Free? No. Okay. And let's circle that no.
Okay.
Okay. Like a couple times, and maybe put it in bold, like write it with a permanent marker.
Let's see if we can get one of those desk calendars like we have in the studio for next year.
Yeah.
And we'll write it right on there.
Yeah.
No Katie, no Free.
I wasn't scared of the monsters, the Draculas, the witches, the demons, the ghouls.
Right.
I was scared of our coworkers.
I would have been too.
Katie and Free. And I'm feeling it today. I love them. I really do. They're good people.
Yeah.
But I can't keep up. And they're both older than me. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, I know.
Is this a New England thing?
They have like more energy than you can imagine. I don't know.
And they both have kids.
Yeah.
I do want to share some of the things that I got to experience last night that were actually really cool. And I think are Halloween specific to this area. I've never seen it anywhere else. And it makes Maine even more unique compared to other places that I've had the opportunity to live at.
Okay.
And I've lived at a few states, actually. But last night, yeah, I'll share it coming up in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Oh, Jelly Roll Code is coming up at 8:20. Do want to tease that. It's the last day to win this trip to Jacksonville, Florida.
Right before Thanksgiving. So an awesome trip, an awesome show, and just listen to the code words.
On the way, Q106.5. And it's Q106.5. Want to wish you a happy Friday and a November 1st, which also means, oh gosh, Miss Cindy, remind me. Hold on, my brain is just a little off today after celebrating Halloween with our colleagues.
Yeah.
Never doing that again.
Yeah, the adult trick-or-treat.
Golly. Oh my gosh, which I can't wait to share. I'm going to share my trick-or-treating experience in Bangor coming up.
All right.
We're going to check weather first, but remind me, it's November 1st, but also what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? It's on the tip of my tongue, Miss Cindy.
It means we're heading into the holiday season.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Sing it to us, Bing.
Everywhere you go.
Oh, it's here, baby. It's here. Tear down those pumpkins. Throw them off the balcony. Throw them into the woods. I don't care. Let the deer eat them. Bring out the Christmas trees. The Santas, the snowmen, the ho-ho-hos.
It's only November 1st.
Yeah, and it's going to be hot today. It's not going to feel like Christmas
exactly.
At all.
Exactly.
In fact, let's check.
It's going to be hot today. It's a sauna in this studio.
sauna in the studio and 60 degrees outside. It's wild. Right. Let's check the weather right now with WABI TV5's Todd Simcox.
Showers likely during the early to mid-morning hours. They'll be tapering off by later this morning. Then skies will turn partly to mostly cloudy for the afternoon. Can't rule out a few scattered showers this afternoon, especially across the northern part of the state. Otherwise, most of us will see a drier second half of the day. Temperatures on the warm side again today in the mid-60s to low 70s. Those will occur this morning into the early afternoon, and then temperatures will be falling from north to south this afternoon as cooler air moves into the region. That cooler air will make for a much cooler night tonight under partly cloudy skies. We'll drop back into the 30s to near 40 for overnight lows, and then mostly sunny and cooler for the start of the weekend on Saturday. A nice day. Temperatures Saturday in the 40s to near 50. Sunday looks good. Remember, we're going to roll those clocks back an hour Sunday morning as well. Plenty of sunshine for Sunday. Temperatures in the 40s for highs, and then increase in clouds to start the week on Monday. A dry day, though. Temperatures Monday in the 40s for highs. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
62 degrees now at Q106.5.
There it is. And I'm glad Todd reminded us. Yes, we are turning those clocks back on Sunday.
That's right.
That happens. They do it automatically. They've been doing it automatically for years. Does it happen like right at 1 a.m.? Is that what it is?
1 or 2, I don't know. Do you have any clocks in your house that you have to set back on your own?
I do. Why do you ask?
I'm just wondering, because I know our the clock on our stove.
Right, that's
which
one
I
of
look
them.
At every morning when I'm getting ready. I have to do that, and I'm so used to all of them changing, I will forget at some point.
Right. So don't show up to work an hour early? Do you show up? What if you forget and you think it's 6, it would be 5. You're going to show up to work an hour early.
Right.
Maybe I won't do that so I could be Employee of the Month for November. They'll be like, wow, David's on time now? He's always usually late. Huh. Yeah, they fall back. Daylight saving time. It's not savings. It's daylight saving time ends on Sunday, and it's at 1 a.m. And they go back an hour. No, 2 a.m. And it goes. You know what? It happens in the early morning on Sunday, okay? Get off me.
We all do it before we go to bed.
Right.
So when you get up in the morning, it's done.
We get an extra hour of sleep.
I do not set my alarm clock for 2 a.m. to get up and set the clock on the stove back.
Isn't it funny? You get an extra hour of sleep. That's how you think when you get older. But when you were younger, you're like, oh, we get an extra hour at the bar. Yeah. Well, this is fun. We get to go drinking some bar. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, woo. But now I'm 41 and I'm like, sleep.
Sleep. Sleep is important.
But those kids. Oh, yeah, we get an extra hour at the bar. Woo, let's go. Come on. Oh, yeah, it's funny. We're going to go to Portland over the weekend. That's a blast. Not us, though. Mm. Not us.
Not us.
Okay, I did have fun last night.
Yeah, tell.
We went a little long here. I'm going to tell coming up 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But outsider perspective, something I observed being from California and Florida and living all over the United States and being in Maine for the first time, experiencing my first Halloween here, something that I observed that's very unique about this state. I think it's fantastic.
Okay.
And it's really special. And I understand, you know, growing up here, living here, you kind of take, not necessarily take things for granted, but you just don't notice how special some things are just because you're used to it. It's your day to day.
Right. Exactly. It's the way we do it here. So, I don't know what he's talking about, but yeah.
So this from away is going to point it out.
Okay.
And applaud the Mainers and the state of Maine, because I think it was so cool watching this last night.
Okay.
David and Cindy, Q106.5. That's on the way. Thank goodness. Wow. We walked in this morning to the Q106.5 studios with David and Cindy, and it was a sauna. It was like, did we buy a sauna from Sand Dollar Spa and Pool? No. not. We didn't put one in studio anyways.
No.
But it felt like one.
It would be nice. Well, no, not a sauna. No. Mm-mm.
No?
We didn't need it this morning. I'm sorry. I'm thinking spa.
I'm getting it.
Water a little cool.
I understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky, though, because we have 3 windows in here, so we've got cross breeze, and the other studios here have no cross breeze, one little window, and they've got to be dying right now.
You know what, though?
What?
Who cares about them?
I know, it's because we're special.
We only care about us.
Because we're the best.
Oh, and we're narcissist.
Yeah.
Obviously. One, you just said we're the best. Two, yeah. I don't care about them.
That's not being a narcissist, that's fact. We are the best.
You know, a true narcissist will never say they're a narcissist.
Exactly.
So how do you ever know you're a narcissist?
You don't.
Wow. Did that not just blow your mind?
It did.
It's
that's very deep for a Friday morning.
That is the
when
worst.
You're wearing a Santa suit.
Yeah, and I am. Because by the way, happy November 1st, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is the worst compliment you can give to somebody. Really mess with their mind. You can be like, "You are a narcissist," and they'll be like, "I am not." You're like, "That's exactly what a narcissist would say." Let me open up my book, Psychology 101. You see this right here?
I took that course.
So did I. Oh, I took Psychology of Human Sexuality?
Oh, I took Abnormal Psych. Yours was way more fun.
Yeah, you missed out.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, did I learn a lot. Didn't improve anything for me, but wow, did I learn a lot. Call somebody a narcissist, they can't defend it. Because immediately when they say they're not, you're like,
see,
that's exactly what a narcissist would say. Well, anyways.
Yeah. I want to hear this Halloween thing. What did you observe that happened in Maine you haven't seen other places?
So this was very cool. Last night, after a day of debauchery with some of our colleagues at Costas in Brewer.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, thank you, Costas, for over-serving. No, they were fantastic. They didn't overserve. I'm kidding. They were great, and we had delicious food. I had a great salad there. Did have a couple cocktails, as did everybody else, and we had a lot of fun. Too much fun for midday.
Yeah.
But then ended up going out with Father Free. He lives in Bangor, and he lives near one of our other colleagues, Tom.
Right. They literally like share a backyard. I mean, their backyards touch.
Yeah, they have and they live in a great neighborhood.
Yeah, they do.
So this is what I experienced that I have never, ever in my entire life experienced is trick-or-treating out in a community and there was like no concern. There's no police. There's no worry.
Really?
Yeah, everybody was just...
I mean, really? You've never seen that before?
This was straight out of America.
Yeah.
American flags were flying. Witches were cackling. Dracula's were out there going, "I'm going to suck your blood." And you didn't actually believe them? Because in L.A., you kind of got a question like, are you really? Because you look like you're on something. But not here. This was great. And the kids were having fun. The community came together to really make it kind of a production. There was fog and lights and music.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
I've never experienced something like that, even growing up. And I've grown up in some small towns being a military brat. But this was really unique. And I even looked at Free and while he handed me another beer. And I'm like, "Free, I got to work tomorrow. I got to work tomorrow, Free. And we're walking around with children." He goes, "Yeah, just crack it. They won't even know." I'm like, "All right." While we're walking around, I looked at him and I go, "This is right out of the movie The Sandlot." And if you don't know that movie.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
True America, family, community. And I was like, this is like, you know, you took a fictional movie and made it real life. That's what this experience was. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
So good on you, Maine.
That's Maine life. Yeah. I mean, that's small town life. It's not something, I mean, the cities, maybe not so much. Maybe, you know.
Right.
But I mean, that portion of Bangor. And there are several portions of Bangor like that that are like that. There are other places where I wouldn't go door to door and feel comfortable, but there are pockets.
The neighbors, most of them weren't even waiting at their door. They were outside, sat up at a table, and they were, you know, listening to music, chatting with neighbors, having. I mean, I was just like, oh my gosh,
that's awesome.
This is amazing. And so when I first moved here 5 months ago, I remember being told, "Don't you come here with your California stuff, eh?" I can't do a Mainer accent. "Don't you come here, and here's some Moxie. You're not going to like it, but drink it anyways." And I was like, "Okay, but don't you come here and try to change things." I understand why I got those warnings.
Yeah.
Because that was beautiful last night.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It is so awesome.
Yeah.
I really hope you understand. You don't get that anywhere else in the country. At least in most places, know where I've been, and I've lived in several states. It is very unique to me, and I thought that was very cool. So thank you for that experience, Bangor. That was fantastic last night. Yeah.
And thank you, Father Free, for showing him that.
Oh, and for this hangover today. What are they? Do they have anything at Old Town Trading Post for me there? You think? Do they have worms with aspirin?
They have coffee.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I love the
Black Rifle Company coffee.
Yes, the Black Rifle coffee is fantastic there.
Delicious, benefits veterans.
Yes, absolutely.
At Old Town Trading Post, they even have pumpkin spice right now if you want to do that. Firearm season starts in the morning. In case you didn't know, don't forget your blaze orange if you're going to be walking near the woods. And if you don't have any, run by Old Town Trading Post in Old Town and Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln because they can set you up. If you've been thinking of picking out a new firearm, if you're going hunting, both Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters have a huge selection and plenty of ammo, as well as accessories like the right sights to spot that big buck. Owners Dave and Melissa are ready to show you what's new and answer your questions. It's been an amazingly warm week, but the weather's about to turn. Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters have lots of warm and waterproof layers, including lots of hoodies. So even if you don't hunt, there's something for you. And of course, as we were saying, the Black Rifle Company coffee gets some. It benefits veterans, and it's delicious. Don't wait. Head to Old Town Trading Post, 1681 Bannock Road in Old Town, and Whitney's Outfitters, 274 West Broadway in Lincoln, before it's time to bag your deer. Of course, that's tomorrow. Oh, and don't forget to sign up for the Big Buck Contest before you get your deer at Old Town Trading Post in Old Town and Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln. And remember to tell them Cindy sent you.
106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thanks for listening to us on a Friday and laughing with us. Oh, my gosh. Miss Cindy.
Yeah.
Happy November 1st.
Happy November 1st.
And also, Merry freaking Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, joy. Get out your Santas. Oh, the reindeer. Oh, you got some snowman coffee mugs? Heck yeah. It's time. It's that time of year. Ho, ho, ho.
Are you done?
Sure.
Good. I mean, I love Bing Crosby and I love Christmas. And I like celebrating the holiday season earlier.
Doesn't sound
than
like
Thanksgiving,
it, Grinch.
But maybe not the day after.
Doesn't sound
Halloween.
Like it, Grinch.
Maybe that's as I'm sitting here with my pumpkin next to me that I carved yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday I carved a pumpkin.
Listen, life moves fast. You got to move with it. You either move with it or you get left behind.
Yeah.
Let me write that down. Did I just come up with that? No, I didn't. Did I just come up with
life
that?
Life moves pretty fast. Life? If you don't slow down and look around, you could miss it.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I like mine better, though.
What is that from?
Talladega Nights?
That's a direct quote.
Is it Talladega Nights?
Ferris Bueller's Day
Off. Day off. Oh, Bueller. Thank you. What did I say? Oh, shoot. I always say things of brilliance and I forget them. Can anybody remember what I said?
I wasn't listening.
So we're going to talk about Christmas decor. And I look like, Miss Cindy, if you could describe me in one word right now, what adjective would you use to describe me right now and with how I'm dressed, my attire?
Santa with a hangover?
That's not one. That's three words. Santa with eight. No, that's four
one
words.
Word,
Santa,
one word.
That's four words.
One word?
One word.
Christmas.
Is hangover one word or two words?
It's one word.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Christmas. Yes. Christmas.
Santa hat. Uh-huh. And apparently not Santa jammies, but they look like Santa jammies.
So pajamas, by definition, are things that you wear to wear.
Not necessarily. Pajamas are what you wear to bed. Jammies are what you wear around the house, your comfy clothes.
Jammies. When you look at me, 7 foot, 3 inches tall, 250 yeah. pounds of lean muscle. And I mean lean muscle.
Yeah.
When you look at me, chock full of testosterone, do you think I have that word jammies anywhere in my vocabulary?
Yes.
Anywhere.
Yes, I do.
You're right. I do. And I have the cutest silk jammies. Oh, my God, girl.
Do you sleep in those?
I don't sleep in these, though.
Okay.
These aren't jammies.
They're jammies.
These are elf pants, and they're seasonal. And it's Christmas time, baby.
See, every year, Santa brings me jammies. Oh. And they're usually not things that I would wear to bed.
Sure.
They're jammies that I wear around the house, and they're always very Christmassy.
So you just wear them around the house? You don't ever wear them to, like, Hanover or the work?
I'm not going to say I never do.
Okay.
I actually, the other night, was headed out to, and I was going to be stopping into, a fast food place.
Oh.
And
in your jammies at the fast food?
I'm like, what am I going to, I don't want to wear jeans. What am I going to wear? I can't wear the reindeer pants.
So, Miss Cindy Campbell and her reindeer pants. She's like, can I get a, I want that. Oh, a number four. And make it a extra large. Okay.
Are you done?
Yep.
Good.
So, we didn't get to the conclusion of the story. Did you wear?
I did not wear the jammy pants. Okay. I did not wear the reindeer pants. All right. And then I did laundry when I got home.
Well, shoot, we have a lot to talk about, and we just, I don't even know what we did this segment. Oh, yeah, I know what we did. We said happy November, November 1st, a.k.a., which means also known as Merry Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And we will talk about Christmas coming up. When is it too soon? But don't call with those answers just yet.
You're all Christmassy. I have a Christmas trivia question for you.
Oh, okay.
It's my favorite Christmas trivia question.
Not too soon indeed, then,
right,
for the Christmas season. Sing it, Bing. You hear that?
I'll ask you coming up.
All right. And we have some good news, too.
Cool.
All the way. David and Cindy, thank you so much for listening. 106.5, we're David and Cindy. And, oh, speaking of Jelly Roll, Miss Cindy.
Yes?
8:20 this morning. This is the final day of those codes to get you qualified to go see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, Florida.
That first code coming up at 8:20. Enter it on the Q106.5 app when you hear it. And that's an entry in the contest. You could win this if you're just, you know, oh, what are you doing? I missed all those codes. Don't worry about it. One code could...
Yeah.
Could get you the trip, so.
Yeah. Those codes get you into that digital drawing, and we could pull your name, and you'd be like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to Florida to go see Jelly Roll.
Right before Thanksgiving.
But what about the hotel and airfare? No, we got that. We're taking care of that for you. But do I get to bring somebody? I've never been to Florida. I'm going to be all by myself. Nope, you get to bring a friend, or you can bring one of us. Oh, okay. Well, all right. I've been working really hard, and, holidays are coming up. Money's tight. What if I want to buy something in Florida that's, exclusive to Florida, like a,
I don't know. You're from Florida. Why are you asking
me? What if I want to buy like a Cuban sandwich? Okay. Oddly enough, those are exclusive to Cuba, but they're offered all over Florida. Let's be the Cuban sandwich. You get a good Cuban sandwich in Florida.
I got one from the Orrington Farmers Market a few weeks ago.
Okay. You're ruining the bit.
Sorry.
Stop. Okay. So what if I want to do that? Don't worry about it. Hold on. So we're rejoining the bit. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So what if I want to buy like a Cuban sandwich and I don't have any money, because I'm trying to save money for the holidays? Don't worry, we got $500 cash for you, too.
That's right. You could get all of that just by entering one code, but we'll have several codes all day today.
Though.
So 8:20 is the first one. Yeah. Be listening.
Yeah, but apparently you don't have to go to Florida for a Cuban sandwich. You can just go to Orrington. You can just go to Orrington.
I'm sure the ones in Florida are more authentic.
Hey, before the good news.
Yeah.
Quick phone call.
Okay.
Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Bruce Stubbs, First Maine.
Yeah, hey, Bruce.
You are a transplant. I like that this morning.
All right. There we go.
I told you.
I got Bruce's seal of approval. I'll take that. Yeah, Halloween was fantastic in Bangor last night, Bruce.
Yeah. Now, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What was Maine's motto?
There we go.
No, the way life should be.
That too. I love that. You know what? Last night, during Halloween, during trick-or-treating, it was a perfect depiction of that motto. As I walked around, I was like, yes, this is how life should be. Well said, Bruce.
There you go, bud. I wanted to make sure you knew what our motto was. It used to be on a sign on the interstate, but it isn't anymore.
Well, right. I appreciate the reminder, and I wish you a happy Friday, happy November 1st, and Merry Christmas. Let me be the first to say that to you, Bruce.
Well, the other thing you got to say is it's coming up on the first day of hunting season. That's what all of us guys like.
That's right. Tomorrow morning.
I love it, Bruce. Have fun.
You too, man.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right. And Bruce was talking earlier in the show, I was talking about trick-or-treating last night in Bangor and how just unique and special that is to Maine. I mean, it was a truly American experience last night, and I can't thank Maine and Bangor enough. That was, like, fantastic. Kids were running around. Families were talking. Neighbors were getting together. It was beautiful, and it was so much fun. It was fun to just witness it.
Yeah.
That is how life should be.
Right.
Fantastic.
Right.
And thank you for the reminder that hunting season starts today with guns.
Tomorrow morning. Yep.
Okay, so I got to get that blaze orange.
That's not a bad idea.
Because one of my hobbies, a lot of people don't know this. One of my hobbies is to go into the woods and pretend I'm Chewbacca. So I walk around and I go.
That's not, especially if you're in like a brown suit. Yeah, not a good idea to do.
Well, right, I have a furry brown coat with matching pants, and then I wear a mask because I'm weird, and it's a hobby of mine and I like doing it. And
does it have a white tail?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, no, don't do that. Okay.
How'd you know it had a white tail?
No, I'm just a shot in the dark.
You know, we all have our hobbies. Some people like to do puzzles. Some people like to collect old coins.
Some people like to hunt furry brown things with white tails.
And some people like to dress up as those and go into the woods and go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear, don't do that at least.
All right. Let's get into the good news.
Yeah,
huh?
Let's.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gears Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. And this is all about community. There's something new and fun on the Brewer Riverwalk.
All right.
Cool Tones on the Riverwalk is a music park with 6 standalone instruments for people to play.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, I know.
At any time?
I kind of went, but they're like, you can hit them with a mallet, or you can hit them with their hand. They're all metal.
Sure.
So it's kind of like chimes or
okay.
metal drums or whatever, okay? Which is really cool. It was made possible through a donation from Doug Farnham, one of my high school classmates, the former owner of Getchell Ice. Longtime brewer company sat on the property for decades before it was sold in 2021. It's expected Cool Tones on the Riverfront will receive more instruments in the future, as well as a statue in honor of Getchell Ice. That's so cool.
I'd love this.
Like,
yeah.
I saw a video of kids down there with mallets hitting these.
Yeah, sure. Oh, my gosh. How fun.
Everybody loves that, right?
Just playing devil's advocate. Because I love this. I love it.
I have a feeling I know where you're going.
Say you go to Mason's Brewing Company. All right.
Okay. Don't know where he's going.
I love Mason's Brewing Company.
Right? Yeah.
And you had a lot of their seasonal beer right now is Smashing Pumpkins beer because, right. Thanksgiving, Halloween.
Right.
You've had too many.
Yeah.
You're like, I am going to go put a blanket down on the waterfront and lay down.
Okay. See, this is where I was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, see, I knew we'd get there.
I just missed the other part of it.
You know, it doesn't matter what road you travel as long as we both arrive at the same destination.
Right, exactly.
And that's what we're doing right now. And you're laying there. You're like, oh, my head is kind of spinning. I had such a good lunch, so many delicious beers, but right. I just need to take a nap.
And it's so and nice there. And quiet and peaceful here.
Yeah, and then all you hear is... Shut up! Oh my God! For the love of God! Okay.
Maybe if you're in that situation, you know, going and sitting in your car, taking a little nap might be a little better.
Don't go lay by the
instrument. Or the waterfront is, the Riverwalk is really long, so you can just go to a different part of the Riverwalk.
It's about 0.75 miles long. Yeah, I've ran it. Okay. Yeah. Don't go lay by the instruments.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. That's great. Good news. Coming up, you have some Christmas trivia.
I do.
Yeah.
My favorite Christmas trivia question.
Okay, because we're celebrating Christmas here, we think.
And if you get it right, my respect level for you will go way up.
If I get it right, then we go full-blown Christmas mode beginning today. Beginning today, Miss Cindy.
I think I'm afraid to agree to this, but okay.
Oh, all right. 10 minutes away, Q106.5. 6.5, we are David and Cindy. That, of course, was Post Malone with Blake Shelton. Thanks for laughing with us on a Friday morning. And here is your reminder, Miss Cindy.
Yes.
This Sunday, something significant happens. What is it? It's on the tip of my tongue. What is it? Daylight saving time ends.
Yeah.
It's not savings. It's saving. Daylight saving time ends. We go an hour back.
Really?
Which, yes.
Really?
I know. Which means...
No, I mean, really, it's not savings time. It's saving time.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that irritating? And it irks people, too. And I love when it irks people. They go...
Good, because I'm irked.
Yeah. Yeah. They go, oh, it's saving, not savings. I'm like, okay, happy daylight savings time. And then I hold on to that S too.
I mean, I'm irked that you pointed that out because
I know I was that person. I'm just trying to help people. Okay. So they can avoid those trolls out there who care about whether or not it's pronounced correctly. Savings. And if you do run into those people, they're like, it's daylight saving time. You go, okay. Happy daylight savings time. So the hour we get back. So that's cool. The sun's going to set around here at what? 2 p.m.
Probably, yeah.
Right after lunch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
you know, you'll come to work in the dark and you'll go home in the dark.
Okay. So, yeah. I'll go to Mason's.
Doesn't matter what time you go home, it'll be dark.
In the dark, yeah. Cool. Yeah. That's great. Sounds like fun. but we do get an hour extra of sleep unless you're young and you're a kid and then you get an extra hour at the bar in the club. Let's go. Whoa, yeah. Oh, yeah. Extra hour of drinking because it goes fast. So you get that extra hour. Woo! Hey,
go.
But not us.
So not us anymore.
No.
It makes me laugh these days when I'm like falling asleep on the couch watching TV at 9 o'clock on a Friday night.
Same. Thinking,
you know, used to be.
Used to be.
I was, my night didn't even start until 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. And when we laugh about that, it's not even a genuine laugh. It's more like a, ha, ha, ha. Let me do that again. Oh, here I am. 9 o'clock, already ready to fall asleep. So we get an extra hour of sleep.
Yeah. Us
people that are like that. But you kids out there, yeah. you get an extra, yes, extra shot. Where are you getting it? Oh, give it go, let's go. Oh, shirts are coming off. What?
Do you remember wondering, because the bar closes at 1, if they'll actually close at 2 because they set the clocks back and it's 1 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
I remember that, too.
We get an extra hour? Really?
And you know what happened?
The bar's like, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Miss Cindy Campbell, back in my younger days when I was in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
They, in fact, gave us that extra hour.
Cool.
And we got that ganger. And we took that shirt off. Woo!
These days, though.
Exactly. I am so excited for that extra hour. I can't even tell you.
I'm going to sleep an extra hour so I can wake up super, super late. I'm going to sleep in, really spoil myself, and sit on my hiney and watch Netflix all day on Sunday.
Sure.
After that extra hour of sleeping. Sounds like a good day to me. While the kids are coming home from party, let's go, let's go. Woo! That's how it's fun. Oh, my God. I love to like say beans. Time. Okay, you have some Christmas trivia.
I do.
What is it?
The song White Christmas.
Yes, ma'am.
What movie did the song White Christmas debut in?
Okay, if I get this correct, then we get to celebrate Christmas beginning today.
Right.
Beginning today.
Right.
White Christmas by Bing Crosby?
Yes.
Okay. That song, White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Yes.
What Christmas movie did that debut in?
That's what I said.
I answer that correctly. Then we begin celebrating Christmas today, November 1st.
Okay.
It debuted in the movie White Christmas.
It did not.
Oh, come on! I knew it was a trick. I fell right into that trap. I walked right into it.
It debuted in the movie Holiday Inn.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What movie is that? I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of Holiday Inn?
No. I've heard of the hotel.
It's an awesome movie. That was actually one of the things that was one of the reasons why my husband kind of hooked me. Because he's so much younger than I am.
Right, yeah.
And I went to his house and we were going to watch Christmas movies. And he said, I picked some up, see what you think of these. And there were a couple of, you know, like Elf and, I don't know, Miracle on 34th Street. And he handed me Holiday Inn. And yeah, I'm like,
great movie.
You know this movie? He said, I love this movie. And it was like, okay, this could work. He may be younger, but if he can appreciate Holiday Inn.
Sure. Holiday Inn movie came out in, starring Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire, came out in... God, it made $3.75 million at the box office.
Yeah.
Like back then. What's the date? 1942 it debuted.
Yeah.
Won the Academy Award for Best Original Song, White Christmas.
Bing Crosby.
In 1943 at the Academy Awards. Wow.
Bing Crosby buys a farm, turns it into an inn that's only open on holidays. They do holiday shows for every holiday.
Wow. Okay. So, I learned something new.
And White Christmas is in that. So there you go.
All right, guess we're not celebrating Christmas. We got the Grinch over there.
And I stumped you. I like that more than not celebrating Christmas. I stumped you.
You know, Halloween's over, so the evil in your soul can perish. It can leave.
No. We haven't talked yet about the whole pumpkin carving thing.
Oh, we'll do that too. Who won our pumpkin carving competition?
That's right.
And even though Miss Cindy did stump me, you know what we're going to do anyways. You know what we're going to do anyways.
We're
still going to celebrate Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy November 1st. It's David and Cindy, Q106.5.
So I talked all last month about Home Roofing Solutions, Roof It or Lose It special, roof replacement, savings, and pricing options. And said you have to call by October 31st or you won't get the savings. Well, I have good news. They've extended it. So the Roof It or Lose It special, roof replacement savings and pricing options for any home or budget. You didn't miss out. They have extended it into November. So call today to schedule your free quote. They'll send an expert to your house who will assess your job, talk to you about options like asphalt shingles or metal roofing, and they'll fill you in on the best warranty package in the business. I mean, the best. You could warranty your roof for 50 years. If the price is keeping you from picking up the phone, don't worry. The folks at Home Roofing Solutions can talk to you about their financing options so you can roof now and pay later. I mean, honestly, they just want you to have a safe, secure roof before winter hits. So call them today and get started on your free quote. With now 4 locations in Aetna, Bangor, Gorham, and Holton, they can serve you even faster. And most jobs are typically done in a day or two. So get that first quote scheduled by calling 269-HOME. That's 269-4663. And take advantage of the Roof It or Lose It special roof replacement savings and pricing options. You can also find them online at homeroofingsolutions.com.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Friday. Last night, Miss Cindy. Last night.
Yes.
I want to retract the retraction that I made. I want to retract the retraction on a comment that I made. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I said.
Yes.
And I declared maybe 2-3 weeks ago, the New York Jets will win the Super Bowl for this season.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were 2-5.
Yeah.
And that's when I retracted that statement and apologized and said, I was wrong.
Yeah.
New York Jets aren't going to win. Maybe it'll be the Lions.
Right.
Definitely not going to be the Chiefs.
I think it's going to be the Lions.
It might be the Lions.
Yeah.
I want to retract my retraction and go back on my word that the New York Jets will, in fact, win the Super Bowl of this season after their victory last night on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah. See, okay. I actually haven't done my football picks yet, but I did let our administrator, Tom, know who I wanted last night. And when I'm typing it out, I said, I want the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remembered that conversation and I'm like, you know, they haven't been doing that well lately. Mm-hmm. And so, no, I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to pick the Texans. And I sent it to him. Tom sent me a message back saying, me too.
Yeah.
I'm like, great minds. And then this morning I got up and looked at the scores and went,
not great minds.
Darn it.
Terrible minds.
Not great minds.
Go New York Jets. They will, in fact, win. Aaron Rodgers is fantastic. Davante Adams, even better. Wilson, their new stud receiver, is amazing. Breece Hall, their running back. They're clicking now. They're in sync.
Still going to be Detroit.
I don't think so.
It's going to be Detroit.
I don't think so. Everybody's going to think it's Detroit, and they're going to ruin it in the playoffs just like they did last year.
It's going to be Detroit.
Okay, whatever you say. New York Jets will win the Super Bowl. I'm back on that bet, and if I'm wrong, if I'm wrong, Miss Cindy, I'll do anything. I'll take any punishment. I'll do whatever. I will do anything. I will say that I will do anything, and then when it comes to make good on pay up on that debt, I will not do it. But right now, I say I will do anything.
I was going to say, you do remember, right, that this bet is you are going up against me and Jordan.
Right.
Do you really want to look at Jordan and say, I will do whatever? Really? Think about that. Think about Jordan.
Yeah, he's got a sick mind. He does have a sick mind.
Yeah. I don't know that you want to say that.
You're right. All right, let me think about this.
Okay.
Let me think about this.
All right.
And we'll revisit it. Jordan Verge will be joining us here coming up at 8:20 with Country Music News, and he'll have the code for that Jelly Roll trip. This is the last day you can get qualified to win that, by the way.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll, Jacksonville, Florida. We want to send you hotel.
Airfare.
Thank you.
Tickets to the show.
$500 spending cash.
Right.
In Jacksonville, Florida, November 23rd.
Which is right before Thanksgiving. So when you're just, you know, your family's going to be coming and you're so stressed and it's cold, and you can get on a plane and go to Florida and watch Jelly Roll.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just before the holidays where you all come together and talk about the election that just passed.
That's right.
How many days are we away from that? 5?
Something like that. Yeah. It's Tuesday.
Oh, man. Can't wait.
4 days.
Good. Okay. We're Q106.5. We'll see you in the 8 o'clock hour. Thanks for listening. We're David and Cindy. Happy Friday. Thank you so much for listening to us. And we're going to share who won our pumpkin carving competition.
That was fun yesterday.
That was a lot of fun. The guts part. Did we ever find out what they were called? We have the pumpkin seeds, but what are the guts called? The stringy stuff, the yucky.
Call them guts. I have no idea.
The yucky. If you're looking that up, then I do want to say, and I want to wish everybody out there, in addition to a happy Friday, happy November 1st, which also means.
Yes.
AKA.
Yeah.
Which is the initialism for also known as.
Right.
Merry freaking Christmas.
It's beginning
yes.
To look a lot
where
like
is, baby?
Christmas.
It's the holiday season. Scream it out your window. I'm about to.
You take a look at the 5 and 10. Once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
We go, ho, ho, ho!
It's 59 degrees and raining.
That's about as cold as it gets for Christmas in Southern California where I'm from, baby.
Not here.
Merry Christmas! Okay, did you figure out the
really,
guts?
You're really selling it with the Santa hat and the Santa jammies.
Oh, we've had this discussion, Miss Cindy. So I am dressed today wearing a Santa shirt. I am wearing not jammies. No. I'm wearing elf pants. I wear these out in public. Jammies, you wear at home. I wear pants out in public. These are elf pants. And I have a Santa Claus hat
pants.
On because it is November 1st.
Jammy pants.
Because it is Christmas time.
It's
yeah,
beginning
I did it again.
To look
I did.
A lot
I did.
Like
I'm sorry.
Christmas.
I'm really sorry about it. I can't help it. I feel it. The Christmas spirit.
Take a look in the
oh, I can't wait. I want to put out cookies today.
With candy canes and silver lanes.
For everybody.
So I'm doing a morning show with elves. That's what you're telling me.
Listen, I'm just trying to bring some joy.
Yeah, it's elf.
Okay, who
it's
won?
Elf. The inside of a pumpkin is called pulp.
No kidding.
Right.
Huh.
Or guts. Either one. But it's called pulp.
Pulp.
Yep.
Okay. So like orange juice.
So we emptied out the pulp, and I'm sure the people cleaning this weekend are going to find bits of it all over the place.
Some pulp.
Huh.
Okay. All right. We carved pumpkins yesterday. We did have a competition.
We did.
And it was an intense competition.
Yours was really cool. You carved Q106.5 into the pumpkin.
It looked ridiculous. Let's be honest. Is that even a six? Is that even a, it looks like a C. I got lazy, okay?
Well, and I did a skull, which looks really good until you get down around the mouth, because by then I was like, I just don't care.
Yours was really cute.
This. But my husband looked at the picture and said, that's a nice looking skull. And it's like, you can tell it's a skull? That's so cool.
You can. You did a great job. You did a great job. All right.
Okay.
Who won the pumpkin carving competition?
Okay.
Jason, our afternoon guy.
He was the one who had a piece of paper that said you.
With a knife.
With a knife stuck in the
pumpkin.
He
was very intimidating yesterday.
Very dark.
Very dark.
Yes.
He got 3 votes. Okay.
Okay.
Bree. I didn't even know he was in the competition.
I didn't either. And that technically was not a pumpkin. That was what? A tangerine?
Right. Free is like who's the guy? Robert Kennedy. He's like our RFK. He's like not running, but he's on the ballot.
Okay.
Free got 207 votes.
Yeah.
Okay.
People like that little
tangerine. With a cigarette. Don't smoke, kids. Come on. Jordan received 1,232 votes.
For his basketball.
Which is ridiculous.
He just took a Sharpie and made it look like a basketball. He didn't carve anything.
He opened it up. He cleared out the pulp and then he was like, I'm done. He opened the pumpkin. He cut off the top, he cleared out all the guts, and he goes, I'm done.
Yep, that's it.
And took a pen and said, this is a basketball. And I was like, okay, Jordan. And then I pet him on his head, don't tell HR, I pat him on the tush too. I said, you did a good job, like good game, attaboy.
Right.
You know, like basketball players.
Yeah, we gave him a little Halloween candy and sent him on his way.
David.
Yes.
That's me.
Yeah, it's you.
Received 2,537 votes.
Nice.
Did you beat me, Miss Cindy?
Did I?
I had 2,537 votes, Miss Cindy Campbell. Miss Cindy Campbell, the queen of Q106.5. She puts the Q. No, hold on. How do I say that? The Q and the queen. Okay. You get what I'm saying. Yeah. She is the queen of Q106.5. She received, to my 2,537 votes, Cindy Campbell received 2,538.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
By one vote.
I am the queen of the pumpkins.
You beat me by one vote.
I am the pumpkin queen.
Unbelievable.
I am filled with pumps.
Yuck. So, obviously, for the next 3 to 6 months, we're going to have to do a recount. I'm going to put up some lawsuits, and I'm going to say that this election's rigged.
You know what sold it, though? Yeah. Were the little cardboard eyes that I stuck in the eyes that I carved
out. That did add it, yeah.
Everyone was calling it bug eyes. Thank you, Target.
You cheated.
I did not.
100% cheated.
I did not cheat.
Mine was authentic. Granted, like I admitted earlier, halfway through, I did get lazy and just went, nope. No six. We're gonna fit. That's a C. People will get it.
Yep.
It's 10C.7 or 10C.5. 10C.5. That's how it looks. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I concede.
Thank you. You won. I won.
Okay. Now we can move forward.
Okay.
To more important things.
I won.
Yeah, we get it. We got it. But we're also all winners today. And you want to know why?
Are we getting participation trophies?
No, we don't do those here. We don't do that. You got to earn your trophy. Oh, I'm sick of participation trophies. No, we're all winners today because it's November 1st.
Okay.
We can move past that pumpkin, that silly, audacious pumpkin carving competition and celebrate Christmas.
That's right.
Merry Christmas. So you lost the pumpkin contest now.
Country music news is coming up, and we also have that code for Jelly Roll. I am not a sore loser, but you did cheat.
I did not.
You used props. I didn't use props. Okay, you won. I got it. All right, stop giving me that look. Jeez Louise.
Jason used a knife and a piece of paper.
Yeah, and he got three votes.
So those are props.
The code for that Jelly Roll getaway coming up. Just minutes away right here at Q106.5. We are joined in the 8 a.m. hour every time at this... gosh, dang it.
No, you're good. You're good.
No,
you're,
I'm not.
You're doing good.
You really think so?
Yeah, you were saying facts.
All right. So we are joined every 8 a.m. hour this segment for country music news by the very talented Jordan Burch. Oh, that sounded good. That felt good.
That was great.
Thank you. Really? Oh, gosh, guys. Seriously, from the bottom of my heart, that means the world to me because, you know, I've been struggling with the introduction there. I quite frequently don't. I get tongue tied. I don't know how to say it
because
there's a lot of details there. It's an 8 a.m. hour. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure you say 8 a.m. and not 8 p.m. Okay.
It's okay. You did good. All right, it's okay.
Sorry.
You lost the pumpkin carving contest, but you're doing good right now.
Oh, wow. But what? You are rubbing that in thick.
Rumor has it that you cheated, though.
I did not cheat. Okay.
I did not cheat.
All right, we're going to move on. Yes.
Did we do ranked choice voting for this? Because did people pick their second choices?
Well, I think that would have been David.
That was. I lost by one vote. No. I lost by one vote. But yeah, Cindy won. Cindy won. Woohoo. We get it. And I'm also in a bad mood.
Pumpkin queen.
Yeah, we get it.
Pumpkin queen.
Oh, hell yeah. Pumpkin queen. All right. So I'm feeling a little insecure. And before we get to the Jelly Roll code, and before we get to country music news, I am feeling a little insecure. So I apologize because I feel like I'm projecting and taking it out on both of you.
Okay.
Wow. I received a message via DMs.
Okay.
Saying that my Halloween jokes were dumb and that I'm nothing but a big dum-dum. And they spelt dumb, D-U-M.
That's a lollipop. Dum-dums spelled like that or lollipop. You're a big lollipop.
They didn't even have the courtesy to spell dumb correctly.
No, you're a lollipop.
I'm a lollipop?
D-U-M, D-U-M, dum-dum.
Okay, first of all, if I was a lollipop, I'm not going to be a small dum-dum. Okay. Let's be real here. But that's why I'm in a bad mood. I was offended by the comment that I received. David's nothing but a big dum-dum. His Halloween jokes are stupid. Well, you know what? Doug, who wrote in, it was Doug.
Oh, okay.
Doug wrote in. I responded. I was like, well, you're lucky because it's November 1st. We're celebrating Christmas now.
That's right.
And we're done. We're done with the Halloween jokes.
Uh-oh.
We're done with the Halloween jokes.
Uh-oh.
That means it's time for Christmas jokes.
Nope,
right?
Not yet. Oh, we got Thanksgiving jokes. Here we go.
Okay.
That's right. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. And now that I mentioned that, I have a question for both of you.
The turkey's not afraid enough for me. I need it to scream a little bit.
Okay, we'll work. I'm sorry. It's gobbling.
It's just trying to live. That's what they do when they're afraid.
Oh, okay.
It's a work in progress.
I understand.
So is the close to the joke, too. And you'll hear that in a second.
Oh, okay.
After I ask this question. What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving? What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
Is this like a toilet joke?
No. Lucky.
Why would she do that? This is the first one.
Oh, let's go.
This is the first. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
So you want to win the pumpkin carving competition and you're going to ruin my joke? You're going to take that from me?
Yeah.
You're going to take that from me?
So pretend I didn't say anything about a toilet. Is it lucky?
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
What was that?
That's the close to the jokes that we're going to hear for the remainder of November. If you get the next one, I swear. All right, the code for Jelly Roll. Come on, it's the last day.
Are there 30 Thanksgiving jokes that you could tell?
Oh, buddy, you better believe it.
He'll find them.
You have no idea. I got 247 jokes right here, and they're all terrible.
Well, November 23rd, that's a concert is happening in Jacksonville. Jelly Roll's going to be there. We'll send you there. All you got to do is just take this code that we're about to give you, enter it onto the Q106.5 app, and you could potentially win round-trip airfare for two.
Day of disappointment.
Two-night hotel stay.
All around.
Two tickets to see Jelly Roll.
Lost the pumpkin thing.
$500 in spending money.
My punchline was stolen.
And all you need to do is just enter this code, which is...
415, gosh dang it. 415, Jordan Burge.
I had it. I was going to say it.
You had to steal it away from him.
Good from me. I didn't do anything to you. I didn't steal the pumpkin competition.
I know. And you didn't steal my punchline either.
I worked hard on my pumpkin.
She cheated. 415.
Yeah, so just take 415, enter it over on the Q106.5 app, tap the Jelly Roll Ticks button. Scroll on down to the 8 o'clock hour for Friday and enter 415.
This is the worst day after Halloween ever. Really? Country music news.
Q106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5. Whoa. Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover, Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover, Foxcroft. Did you guys hear that turkey?
What turkey?
What turkey?
Going insane. So just a heads up, this is a Megan Maroney story.
Hear
me out, okay?
Every once in a while.
All right, yeah, that's good.
I wanted to get ahead of it.
Okay.
It was announced on Instagram yesterday that she was releasing a three-song holiday EP called Blue Christmas, .. That's what it's called, Blue Christmas, ..
Oh, that sounds fun. And she was so great in Main Savings Amphitheater with Kenny Chesney over the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, she was fantastic.
Yeah.
And it released today, November 1st. So she's feeling the same way that David's feeling, where, all right, now that we're past Halloween.
Lonely and in despair, or?
I was going to say that she's ready to celebrate Christmas, but we can unpack that a little bit later if you want.
Yeah.
We might need to. I don't know. Yeah. I'll swallow it and let it just sit there for a while and then really explode like weeks down the road.
Oh, as long as it doesn't affect our holidays, that's all right.
No, it's going to affect our holidays for sure.
Okay, I understand.
It's going to ruin everything.
Well, the EP, I feel silly moving on after that. The EP, Blue Christmas, it features three songs, two originals from Megan Maroney, All I Want for Christmas is a Cowboy, and Christmas Morning, along with a cover of Blue Christmas, made famous by Elvis. You guys know
Blue Christmas. Yeah, of course, yeah, Blue Christmas.
And take it away, David, how does that go?
Oh, I'm not gonna.
Take it away, Cindy, how does that go? I don't know the song.
Man, you just got like the devil's eye from her. Jeez Louise.
I don't know Blue Christmas.
Oh, have a blue Christmas.
Okay. I just needed you guys. You guys, that was really good too. I'm not joking. You guys could probably put out an album of originals and of classics.
All right, maybe we will.
Maybe we'll do that. Yeah.
I'm gonna pull that audio later. That was really good.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm more of a rapper though, so if people are listening, going, he doesn't sound like his melodies off, because I rap. I'm hip hop.
you're wrapping Christmas presents.
Yeah.
The blue Christmas theme is appropriate for Megan Maroney, considering she just released an album a few months ago, Am I Okay? And that was also a really blue-themed album. Her wearing blue.
Sure.
The themes were blue.
Yeah.
All of her social media posts have been really blue.
I'm beginning to think she is, in fact, not okay.
And that's the point.
Huh.
And also, earlier this week, she released a music video for the title track of Am I Okay? And that was going to be country music news one of these days, but... Yeah. But I decided that it was my decision that it wouldn't be country music news, so I wanted to sneak it in here.
That's good. And how many times have you watched that said video?
I you know what, David? I've only watched it 14 times. And it was released on Wednesday. Usually I would hit triple digits, so I'm really like holding back a little bit.
What's funny is that's true. We've been working with Jordan. We've intervened with his addiction.
Yeah.
And you know, it's nothing to joke about.
Addiction seems like a strong word.
That's what an addict says.
You're right.
Yeah. Just accept it. And we're listen, you're in a safe place.
Fascination. Obsession.
See, that doesn't seem strong enough.
Stalking.
Let's not throw that term out there.
All right, Jordan Burge, you did a great job. We're going to see you in the 9 o'clock hour.
Do you want me to come back?
Yes.
Oh,
cool.
Of course we do.
I'll be here, guys.
All right, we're going to talk about the 9 o'clock hour. When is it too early to celebrate Christmas?
Okay.
All right. On the way.
Okay.
Q106.5. We're David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us. We're going a little late, Miss Cindy, so we're going to make this one short. And then we have Tim on hold, and we're going to take his call the following segment.
All right.
We will take advantage of this short segment and remind everybody that it is, in fact, daylight saving time this Sunday. Saving. It's not plural. It's daylight saving time. Now, listen. I'm not one of those people that gets irked by people adding the S at the end of savings. In fact, I'm the opposite.
Daylight savings time.
Right.
Savings time.
So you're going to find a nerd out there who's going to be like, it's daylight saving time. It's not plural.
Right.
Daylight saving time.
Right.
And I'm the person who'll be like, okay, let's add some more S's. It's daylight savings time. It's daylight savings time. And it ends this Sunday. Which means we fall back an hour. We get that extra hour of sleep.
That's right.
Unless you're a young buck out there.
That's right.
And you're ready. You're on the prowl. You're looking for a mate. Man or woman. Both of you. You guys are out there looking for love.
It's another hour to party. Another hour to prowl.
Another hour of drinking and jumping up and down like a fool.
That's right.
And you're partying your booty off because you got an extra hour at the bar.
Woo! Yeah. At that point, ask one of them how to say daylight saving time.
At that time, they're saying way too many S's.
Daylight?
All they're doing is slurring.
Daylight what?
But not us, Miss Cindy, not us.
No.
You know what we're doing?
No.
We're sleeping.
Yeah.
We get that extra hour of sleep.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
And it's not because we're old. It's not because we're old, Miss Cindy.
No.
No. And it's not because we don't like to party. We love to party.
Right.
It's because we're responsible.
Right.
Oh, man, it's because we're old, aren't we? No, the kids are out there. Oh, we got an extra hour of partying. Oh, this is fantastic. We're going to have so much fun. Oh, woo! Look at that. Oh, I got his number. I got her number. Like, they're so excited. And they're going to hook up, and they're going to have fun. Oh, to be young. Youth is wasted on the young. It's really great. Oh, God, dang it.
And now they're looking at us saying, all right. Good night, Pops.
Because we're sleeping.
That's okay. I'm good with that. I had my party days. I had my being out to the bar, you know, having breakfast at 2 o'clock in the morning. I did that.
Cindy Campbell, I'm going to be honest with you. I am not okay with that. I miss it.
I want to be 20 again. Oh, I hate being 40 something. I hate it. Oh, I want to be young.
But at the same time, I do appreciate the extra hour of sleep. I really do.
Yeah.
So with all that being said, What's the message we take away from this? Daily savings time is this Sunday. We go an hour back.
Saving.
Don't you add that S.
Say it right. Saving time.
Because you will find that geek out there. They'll be like, you loser. It's daylight saving time. And we're like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm stupid. Thanks for letting me know.
That's right.
And we're like, no, you're not stupid. You're stupid. We don't say S's at all anymore. All right. Coming up, 9 o'clock hour, we're talking about Christmas. When can we start celebrating?
Yeah.
I say today.
Well, we had a lot of responses on the Q106.5 Facebook page.
207-991-9500. We'll share those also.
Or you can leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app or comment on the picture of David in his Christmas jammies on the Q106.5 Facebook page.
They're jammies. Stay home. Okay. You know what? We're not going to argue that again. All right. Your response is coming up. We're talking Christmas and when we start celebrating in the 9 o'clock hour, Q106.5. And Cindy, happy November 1st and happy... Well, no.
What?
Merry Christmas.
And silver lanes are glow.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Absolutely. Halloween's over. Get out the tinsel and all those shiny balls.
What the prettiest sight to see.
The ones you put on the tree.
Right. Okay. If you haven't seen it yet, go to the Q106.5 Facebook page and check out David's ensemble today. Mm.
Ensemble. I'm in the Christmas spirit.
Yes, you are.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tim, and I'm calling right now from the town of Alexander,
which is
about 75, 80 miles east of Bangor.
I'm going to need the exact location. How many? I don't need an estimate. I need the exact. How many miles are we away?
Well, about 75, 80 miles east of Bangor. So I can see all the
What's up, Tim? How can we help you?
Oh, I know how you can become a true Mainer.
Oh, hold on. Let me get out my number two pencil and a pad of paper. I am ready for this. Oh, this is exciting. Okay, how do I become a true Mainer?
You can do this one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
You need to take a polar dip.
Yes.
Is this one of the, like what do I wear?
Tim, have you ever done that?
I've been into Moosehead Lake in June.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, that water is cold.
Yeah.
So I love that. I love that you're saying I've been into a lake in June, summer, and you're like, I've never done it, but if you want to become a Mainer,
you have to
do the polar dip in the middle of January.
I've dipped in the ocean in May, so yeah. But I've never actually done a polar dip.
But what you got to do is, I know they do a charity thing on Phillips Lake in the wintertime for one of them camps.
Camp Cabela.
Okay, I'm going to do that. All right.
Camp Cabela. But the lake is frozen over, and they cut a square in the lake.
Oh, yep.
Swim trunks. That's all you wear?
Yep.
And jump in.
I would go full nude if I didn't get arrested. Full nude.
No, it's a kids' camp.
I am going to go fully clothed. I am going to go fully clothed. All right, you know what? Hey, Tim, you have my word. I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to do the Phillips Lake one for charity.
Do that, and yeah, you'll become a true Mainer.
Heck yeah, that would be an honor.
If he makes this a morning show thing, so I have to do it, Tim, I'm coming after you. I'm just telling you.
Oh, Tim, whoa, I forgot to say, Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Bye, Tim.
Yeah, okay, bye. Eldridge, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burns.
Oh, thank you so much.
There we go. We are, oh my gosh, what day is Thanksgiving? Hold on.
Thanksgiving's on the 28th.
Hey, Siri.
Really? That's really late.
How many days until Thanksgiving? Oh. 27. We are 27 days until Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because it's on the 28th, which I just said.
So you already knew it.
Yeah.
So I didn't need Siri.
Just because I looked it up earlier. Because I wondered too.
I don't know.
So 27 days. Okay. Yeah. Well, with that being said, I have a question for both of you.
Oh, no.
What? What say?
That's almost better than the scream from October.
I feel like we need to start over.
I like it better than the scream.
We are 27 days away from Thanksgiving. And with that being said, Jordan, Cindy, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Can you get it together, please? What sound does a limping turkey make?
Waddle, waddle.
Dude.
Is that it?
Is that it?
Close enough. All the smarties in the club, let me see you test. Back it up, top of town. That's quite. I have two jokes today. And you both don't like close enough. Let me see you test. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.
Yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. Nicely done, Jordan. Nicely done.
I am so angry.
We can't let him get ahead of us here.
I'm infuriated.
All right, so we're up 2-0.
I have so many few things in life that bring me joy. And one of those are my punchlines to these really bad jokes. And you guys have robbed me of them.
And the other one is chicken butt, which he hasn't gotten either one of us on.
No, I have not.
It was a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Hey, BT-dub, Jordan, you're young.
Thank you so much for that.
How old are you?
27.
What does all the shorties in the club, let me see you dance, shorties mean?
I think that means like short women, right? All the shorties in the club, let me see you dance. Does it have to be short women or just women?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. You're the youth of tomorrow, and right. You know, yeah. I'm a mature man now.
Let's look up the average age of or
mature,
not age.
Maybe, mature, yeah. You know. You are dressed like, you know,
an elf today to celebrate Christmas. That's I am right. A 10-year-old boy in a glorious man's body. Right. I'm a 10-year-old boy in a glorious grown man's body. Very, very glorious. Don't let me finish. The man's body is ridiculously sexy, but I am a 10-year-old boy. I'm not done yet. In this sexy man's body. Okay, go on.
The average height of women in the United States is 5'3.5". So if you're if you're that or under, I guess you're considered a shorty.
Really?
Really?
I'm over that, so I'm tall.
You're a tallie.
I'm like half in.
So Miss Cindy,
you're taller. Yeah.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Okay.
Let's pick a local spot. Carolinas. Where do we go dancing in Bangor?
Like the poorhouse.
Poorhouse.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You're at the poorhouse.
Right.
And you hear the song come on, or the DJ, and they say, all the shorties in the club, let me see you dance. And you're like, well, I guess I can't show you this because I'm a tallie.
I'm not considered a shorty.
Right, exactly. I'm taller than the average height, so.
So when this is playing at the poorhouse in Bangor.
Yeah. All the shorties in the club, let me see you dance.
Back it up, drop it down, let me see you dance. Do you feel offended?
What's he gonna ask right here?
Do you feel offended?
I don't know.
That you can't back it up and drop it down?
No, you certainly can, but is it Lil Jon? Lil Jon?
No!
Who is it?
I don't know. It's a wobble. It's not Lil Jon.
I don't know.
So, Miss Cindy, I picture her. Let's picture this. Let's paint the picture.
Okay.
Golly, let's be professionals here. Miss Cindy's at the poorhouse.
I'm totally not offended that he's cracking up that much at the idea of me in the poorhouse, but okay, go ahead.
I don't think that's why he's laughing.
It's fine. I'm not offended at all.
Miss Cindy's at the poorhouse, and this song comes on.
Yeah. All the shorties in the
club, let me see you. And we've established she is not a shorty. And she's over there in the corner stewing because she's not a shorty. And the DJ's going, let me see you dance. Back it up, drop it down. Let me see you dance. And she can't back it up or drop it down.
You certainly can.
Why can't I dance?
He specifically called for all the shorties in the club, not the tallies. He
I
called
feel
for
all the shorties in the
club. And she's like,
I'm getting a lawyer.
I want to back it up and drop it down so bad. I want to back it up and drop it down so bad, but I'm five.
I'm sorry if I had any idea what back it up and drop it down meant then.
Everybody knows.
And you're 5'4", right?
I'm roughly about 5'4".
Oh, more. You're right above it, so maybe.
Yeah.
It's a strict 3.5 inches.
Oh, God. You were gonna get low.
I'm like 5'4.5", but.
You were gonna get low and scrub the ground, but you can't because you're 5'4" and what, a half?
Yeah.
Hey, fun fact. You want to know when a person's short?
Why?
They add the half?
They add the fraction. You'll never, ever hear me say I'm 7'3" and a half.
Yeah.
No, I'm 7'3".
Good for you.
And 250 pounds of lean muscle.
Lean muscle.
Wow. I don't need to get into my measurements. I'm all right with keeping it ambiguous.
Okay, coming up, we're finally going to talk about when do we celebrate Christmas? Right. Is today too soon? Right. Is today too, the correct answer? Why are you laughing over there? Stop. Don't make me do it again. Don't make me. Oh, gosh dang it.
Let me see your chest. There's no morning show like this one.
No.
Hey, no. I encourage you to go to the Heating Lodge. If you want to drop it down and shake it low and build up some heat, well, you got to do that at your own home after you go to the Heating Lodge. How do you do that, you ask? You go, David, what do you mean? What do you mean it's cold in my home? And it's going to be cold this winter. No. It doesn't have to be. You warm it up by dropping it down and shaking it low and also turning on your brand new, beautiful wood or pellet gas stove. So many designs to choose from to upgrade your home. They're at the Heating Lodge. You can check out everything they have to offer, heatinglodge.com. Also, they have fire tables, and I absolutely love these. Still haven't picked out the one I want, but it's going to go on my patio. It's going to be beautiful, and I cannot wait to sit underneath the beautiful Maine skies and look it up at the stars with my fire table on, keeping me warm throughout the winter. Also, at the Heating Lodge, you can get all the top brand name grills, and they have the most premium patio furniture with Polywood. In summation, if you need heat, it's at the Heating Lodge. They have two locations, in Bangor, Griffin, and Union, and their new location, the Moosehead Trail in Newport. And again, you can see all they have to offer and place your order at heatinglodge.com. Hi, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge. Oh,
thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for joining us. And I want to say, and sincerely to everybody listening, and especially those who just joined us, a happy November 1st.
Yep.
It's a good day. It's beautiful. It's going to be in the 70s today, a little bit of rain.
Right.
And with that being said, November 1st, I also want to say Merry Christmas!
It's beginning
yes,
to
it's
look
here.
A lot like
Christmas. Oh, I can't wait. Bring out the Christmas lights and the Santa Claus and Rudolph.
Drop it down.
Yeah! Drop it down and get it low! Do we need a remix?
Is there a wobble remix of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas?
Oh, you are no challenging me, my friend. I might do that.
No, I mean, you don't have to do that right now.
It's too late. Oh, it's Christmas! Yes, happy November 1st! Merry Christmas! Oh, the snow is up there! Well, not yet, but it's coming, and we're going to have Santa and the reindeers.
Take a look in the five and ten.
Okay.
Wow, that was really good. How did you do that?
That was quite the cut. Yeah.
Happy DJ, that's what it is.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Happy Friday. With that being said, the conversation has begun.
Yes.
When is it too early to start celebrating Christmas? Or better yet, when do you start? Because I begin today.
Yes, fair. And if you don't believe him, go to the Q106.5 Facebook page, check out the picture of David's Christmas jammies.
They're not jammies.
They're jammies.
They look like comfies, right?
Little
jammers.
Well, I tried explaining to him jammers, that pajamas comfies, are jammies. What you sleep in, but jammies are what you get comfortable in and hang around the house.
I apologize to both of you, but the testosterone inside of me, it's overflowing. I'm overflowing
yes,
with testosterone.
Yes, you got some on us.
Yeah, yes, it is. I can't say.
Got some of it on us.
Yeah, I can't say jammies, jammers. Yeah. What did you call them? Jammers or comfies?
Comfies and jammers.
Yeah, the testosterone inside jammies. Of me. They're
pants.
They're pants.
You know. They're jammy pants.
They are pants.
They're jammy pants.
They're elf pants.
Sure, by definition, those are pants. But also, they're a little comfy. Those are comforts.
They are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't comfies. They aren't jammies. And they aren't jammers.
They're jammy pants.
Yeah. Later on, why don't you just say to yourself, like, when you're getting out of your... Well, I was going to say when you're getting out of your work clothes, but your work clothes are comfies.
They're not comfies. They're elf pants. I am dressed for the Christmas spirit because I indeed get into the Christmas spirit November 1st.
Christmas
begins
jammies.
To... Well, can I throw... Can I... Can I throw something? What the
heck? Beginning to look a lot.
I'm so irritated right now.
Ruining Christmas.
This is very frustrating.
I know.
With that being said, when is it too soon? Uh oh. With that being said,
yeah.
When is it too soon to celebrate Christmas?
Jamie Sinclair says, soon as Halloween is done. In 2018,
I agree, Jamie.
I put my tree up Halloween night. I love the lights and my Grammy's angel on the top of the tree.
I love that, Jamie. And in 2018, I would have disagreed with you. What changed for me was the pandemic, when everybody was desperate for a reason to smile. And so with that being said, I was like, November 1, I was like, let's put up the Christmas tree. We're stuck at home.
Yeah.
Let's make it Christmas in here. Make a smile. Since then, I'm never going to change it again. November 1, everything goes up.
Sue Toll says, poor Cindy Campbell has to deal with you, David.
Oh, that's
not nice. At least you're making everyone smile morning. It's way too early for Christmas stuff.
Okay, so that's like a negative sandwich there. It's like, you're awful, but you're also cute, but you smell bad. Like, oh, okay, thank
you. Then there's Lisa Ann, who, by the way, is from here, but lives in Florida now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I have my Pandora on Christmas music starting today.
Lisa, let's not do that and keep it on the Q106.5 app.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
That's true. Yeah. Mr. Drew and his animals, too.
Oh, we love him.
Commented. Said, sorry, I am candy toast and have a Halloween hangover. I'd be ready in a month or so. Just let me sleep this off.
I feel that. I just need to sleep this off.
207-991-9500. When do you begin celebrating Christmas? For me, today.
Yep.
Cindy?
Closer to Thanksgiving.
Jordan?
I've already seen several Christmas movies. Like 2 weeks ago.
I was singing White Christmas on the way into work this morning.
There we go. So we all agree today. Merry Christmas.
Gabby Vera has an album dropping next week.
207-991-9500. Your response is coming up on Q106. It is the last day to get qualified to go win that Jelly Roll experience in Jacksonville, Florida, November 23rd. Tickets to the show. You get the flight, hotel, $500 spending cash. Your next code is coming up with the very talented Jordan Verge.
Yes, yeah. At 1020.
Yeah.
Keep it tuned here.
Looking forward to that. All right, we are talking about when is it appropriate to start celebrating Christmas?
Right.
I argue that today is the day where you begin to start celebrating.
Yeah, I like to get a little closer to Thanksgiving before. I mean, I do like to start. To me, that's early. If I start right around Thanksgiving, that's early enough.
Mm-hmm. All of our Halloween decorations are going down today, and Christmas stuff is going up. So,
oh, I love hearing that.
Yeah. I think we are starting to celebrate Christmas now. But like I said, I've been watching Christmas movies for a couple weeks now.
That's good.
It is really true, though, that, I mean, we don't decorate for Thanksgiving.
Right.
So it would make sense to put up Christmas stuff now, and we probably will start with Christmas movies before too long.
All right, and enjoy it. Like, I love our tree. I love all the ornaments that we've collected over the years, and I love looking at them. And why limit ourselves to 1 month? If you can do two.
Right.
Then you have that up, and then you got all the lights, and, you know.
It feels so warm.
Oh, yeah.
We have a real tree, so we can't put it up this.
You can, but you can still drink out of that Rudolph mug.
Right.
You know, that you have. Right.
Yeah. Get a tree now, and then get a second tree once that one dies.
No, that's way too much.
And then you start watching the Christmas movies. There's so many. Obviously, the best one out there is On Three. We'll say it simultaneously because we all know what the best Christmas movie of all time is. 1, 2, 3.
National Tiffany's. Oh. I thought we from Tiffany's.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, that's a interest. That's a different choice.
That's not a different choice. That is the choice.
Miracle on 34th.
Wrong. And
I don't know what that is.
That might be in the top five. And are you going with the older one or the newer one?
The older one.
Yeah, the older one's great. New one's good too. But
my least favorite movie line ever is in the original Miracle of 34th Street when the mom says, I know, it's just my silly common sense. What is that? What is that?
She got really heated there.
I hate that.
Yeah, you got really.
I love the movie, but I hate that line.
She's getting really angry over that. What's that line again? Oh my God, look at her.
You got this.
Yeah, there's like smoke coming out of your ears.
It's just my silly common sense.
Oh!
What is common sense silly?
Oh, yeah. Start throwing things now. It's just my what?
Silly common sense.
Oh!
I know.
I'm so angry.
I've never seen this movie, but I'm getting heated now.
Exactly.
It's just my what?
Silly common sense.
David.
don't pop a blood vessel or anything over there.
Wow, this is incredible.
With that being said, the best Christmas movie of all time is National Lampoon's Christmas.
It is an awesome movie.
It is the best Christmas movie.
I mean, it's up there, but Something from Tiffany's with Zoe Dutch, that's probably the number one.
Something from Tiffany's. I have never seen
Me
that.
Me neither. We'll discuss later.
Have you ever seen Something from Tiffany's?
Listen.
No, I've seen Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Way different movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Weekend at Bernie's?
We're going to break down the top Christmas movie at some point, but right now we're talking about when do we start celebrating.
Sandy Bolstridge said on the Q106, it's Friday.
Sandy B.
On the Q106.5 Facebook page. Would love to start today. I put up 14 Christmas trees inside and outside my home. So I start the day after Thanksgiving and leave them up until New Year's. Although Christmas music starts right now. 14 trees, I would have to start
now.
Wow,
yeah, no kidding. Jeez Louise.
Trees.
Wait, what? Wait, what are we doing, I guess?
14
inside
trees.
Inside and outside her house.
Yeah.
Oh my, what? That's...
Nope, never over the top for Christmas. I'm telling you.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I have no room to store all the ornaments, let alone the trees.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Sean, and I'm calling from Belfast.
What's up, Sean?
Hi, Sean.
Hey, I celebrate Christmas about 5-6 days prior to Christmas. I put the tree up. Christmas night, tree comes down.
Really?
Oh, that all that work, though. Don't you want to, like, celebrate a little bit longer?
I mean, Sean, that's what Boxing Day is for, though. It's December 26th. That's when everything comes down.
Hey, Sean, thank you so much for calling in. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
David and Cindy joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge. Oh,
thank you so much.
And coming up this weekend, actually, never mind. I'm going to save that for my words of wisdom. In fact, we're going to close it out right now with how close we are to Christmas. We're done with Halloween. It's November 1st. And with that being said, we want to say Merry Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like
Bring out the shadows, the mystic balls, the reindeer.
Everywhere you
Today
go.
Is the day you put up the tree.
Take a look in the fire.
Am I wrong?
No, I think I'm going to put up my tree today.
I'm going to put there up mine too, Cindy.
There you go. I know I'm not putting mine up today. It's a real tree.
We got a real life Grinch in studio.
No, it's a real tree. I can't put it up this soon. My house will burn down.
That's not true.
I've seen those videos. I don't want to do that.
Be part of
But from what I understand, all you have to do is keep watering it.
Yeah, but you can only water it for so long, and it's still going to dry out.
Yeah, but you're going to be in the Christmas spirit, and it's going to smell so good.
I can have the Christmas spirit without the tree.
Just get a fake tree.
Yeah.
I have lots of Christmas spirit today after the Christmas carols and David in his Christmas jammies.
Not jammies. Once again, I you know what? I'm not defending this anymore, but you just sound ridiculous at this point. They're not jammies. They're not jammies. I have so much testosterone, I would never use the word jammies. They are pants. They're elf pants.
I have a song about jammy pants.
Oh.
Do we have any more comments about Christmas and when we should start?
Chat in Charity in Webster Plantation. I'm listening to Kenny and Dolly's Christmas in my office today. This weekend, I'll start putting up my 50-plus Christmas inflatables. 50-plus.
Wow.
Christmas inflatables.
Right, and if you have that many, like, you don't want to put those all up for just 1 month.
That's very true.
You want to do it. You want to enjoy it as long as possible. So
yeah.
I encourage November 1st. I used to be that Grinch. I used to say December 1st, after Thanksgiving. Wait. But I'm telling you, pandemic changed me. That was the one big thing that changed me. I was like, you know what? Do what makes you happy.
Kathy says December 24th.
Unless it's that. Don't do that.
Yeah. All right. You can keep commenting on the Q106.5 Facebook. When does Christmas celebrating start? For us, I believe it's today. What about you, though? We would love to read your responses over the weekend, and we'll revisit Monday. All right. We wrap up every show with words of wisdom. Ladies first, as always.
Celebrate Christmas and keep it in your heart starting whenever you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mine is celebrate Christmas now. If you're not celebrating now, you don't love the holidays.
I love that. I love that, absolutely. Mine will be...
I didn't know Grinch was your middle name.
Mine will be...
Actually, that would be the opposite of that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, no, he is Mr. Christmas all around.
Mr. Christmas.
Mr. Cindy Lou Who.
A reminder of... Oh, now I'm picturing you with braids.
I hate that name. Can I just say that?
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Do you?
Anyone who grew up in my generation named Cindy got Cindy Lou
Who. Oh, she's so angry. Oh, Cindy Campbell. How much do we hate Cindy Lou Who?
We hate Cindy Lou Who.
Oh, with her stupid hair.
That's right.
Oh,
where's
she looks so goofy.
You're the
Grinch. Oh, we hate Cindy Lou Who. Oh!
Okay, it might not be quite that bad.
I love that we have Enter Sandman just on standby.
Yeah.
With all that being said, my words of wisdom is to make sure you turn your clocks back Sunday. 1 hour. You turn them back 1 hour. We'll fall back. It's daylight saving time, not savings. Daylight saving time, not savings. And you get that extra hour of sleep. Unless,
daylight,
of course.
Savings time. Did you know that, Jordan?
Daylight saving time.
It's daylight saving time.
Savings time.
It ends. It ends Sunday. It's not plural. It's not plural. It's daylight saving time. Yeah.
Daylight saving time.
And you're going to get that extra hour of sleep. Unless, of course, you're young. And you're at the bar or the club. Not us, though. We'll be sleeping.
That's right. We will be.
Middays is up next. I don't know how many times I'll play Wobble. Probably zero. I'm going to be honest.
But you got that code at 1020.
You will have a code at 1020.
I do. I could potentially send you to Jacksonville.
Last day for Jelly Roll codes.
Yeah.
That's important.
And you know what they love in Jacksonville?
All the shorties in the club.
They love them shorties. Jordan Burns is up next. Middays. Have a great weekend.